Sefer Vayikra, which is called Toras Kohanim, based on the korbanos and so forth, sacrifices, has 246 mitzvahs. Over 40% of all the 613 mitzvahs is in Sefer Vayikra. The closest to that is Dvorim. It has 199 mitzvahs, less than Vayikra. Bereishis, 3 mitzvahs. Shmos, 113 mitzvahs. Bamidbar, 52 mitzvahs, adding up to 613. So Vayikra stands out as halacha. Bamis halacha regarding korbanos, purity, tum and tahara, you have kashrus, you have morality, immorality, paroyos, and so forth. And the order of Machamelo, Pashas Kedoshim, and the Shemitah Sahoretz, Pashas Bahar, and the Bukhoisa. So, to speak in Vayikra presents a little bit of a challenge in that particular sense, and to bring out various homiletical insights and points from the various halakhos themselves. We begin it, you know that the Shabbos was Parshas HaChodesh, Metzis Chodesh Nisan, and we read the Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh pertains actually to Pesach, Korban Pesach, and so forth. The Jewish people took the lamb on the 10th day, and so forth, tied it to the bed, etc., etc. We know the story. And the Parshas HaChodesh, as we say, HaChodesh HaZelachem, is really the first mitzvah that was given to Jewish people. Kiddush HaChodesh, Kaddish HaChodesh. And they were given the power to do so. That's why she says in Bereishis, Torah should have began with the Parshas HaChodesh. And she says, speaks about over there why he didn't, from his father, of Yitzchak, and so forth. But we see that Parshas HaChodesh actually precedes Pesach, that's the introduction to Pesach. And it's interesting that it comes out by the Parshas Vayikra. In the week of Parshas Vayikra, which deals with korbanos, and the korban Pesach is a korban. The basic of the korbanos begin in a first the time of korbanos, the reasoning behind korbanos, why the Avraham asked for sacrifices, or the purpose of the sacrifices. We find that other Marishim brought a korban, Heder, Kayin, Noah, and Abraham, and so forth. All kinds of korbanos that they brought. There's a tremendous dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban, and two of the reasons that the Chinuch gives, and the Rosh. We'll see, to understand a little bit as we go through the introducing the Parshas, Parshas Vayikra. The Rambam says that basically the korbanos, he says, like a practical activity in the part of the Baruch Shalom, to wean away Jewish people from the Avodah Zorah. They were in triumph, they were constant, but they grew up and so forth, developed from there, and they would serve the tone book Ezer, the Rambam says. Tone, Boker, and Ezer. The tribe was clear, and the a Kasdan had the form of a goat, he's earring and book, and the Bershom wanted the doctor to show that these so-called idols that they're being worshipped was the opposite. He would take them and serve it to the Bershom. Not because they were hiding each Koboros, as the Rush says. Bershom doesn't need any Koboros. It was the Tavas of Oda, as we speak. And so therefore, the Rambam says that we understand that we should have an abject lesson constantly, not to serve any living being, so forth, animals, etc., etc., to know that just to worry so and so forth. It was a sort of a negative concept to take the Jews away from idol worship. Ramban bitterly attacks the Rambam, and he calls it, especially he says, Divrei Havoi, the meaningless thing, he says. We're very, very agitated on what the Rambam says. He says, Chas v'shalom. He says, first of all, he says, Adam brought a korban. Noah brought a korban. Where was the Avodah Zarah? He said, how can you say that it's confined to this particular point? I'm not going to go into now, into the Rambam, basically, to answer these particular points, but the Rambam is very difficult questions and the Rambam's interpretation. And the Rambam comes along and says, two things. First of all, he says, and the Rambam Chaya, and the Kuzri,